Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WDKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Fabulous, sir, by the very moment. Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass.
Oh, you're talking about Rob.
Yeah, he does a great job. He is Johnny on the spot, kept me going today when I started interviewing people, my 10-minute interview. When it got to the 15-minute mark, he was kind enough to let me know.
That you had run over.
Yeah, like way over. But I don't know, I just get sucked into interviewing these young people in Bye Bye Birdie this weekend in Lewisburg and talking about acting and so on. So it was a fun
Who's
fun
playing
segment.
The Paul Lynde role?
What's Paul Lynde's character name?
I don't remember, but he's the one that sings Kids. What's the matter with kids today?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
I would say that would be the role of...
He played the father of the girl, the daughter.
Oh, okay, yeah. He wasn't here today, whoever's playing that. No, we had Conrad Birdie was here today, and that's being played by Pete Marara, and with a man who's the producer that wants to get him on The Sullivan Show. He's played by Nick Jacobson, and Abby Carney is playing the woman... The producer's girlfriend and secretary, and I can't remember their names.
Oh, okay.
I saw the play 20 years ago, and
I was fortunate enough to see it on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And who were the main actors?
I don't remember the others, but Paul Lynde.
Oh, okay, you remember him.
He stopped the show. His version of Kids was great. I don't remember who all was in it. Somewhere around the house, I have the old playbill. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, Bye Bye Birdie this weekend. All right. So that takes us all the way back around to why I was introducing Rob Center, because he saved the day this morning. I'd have interviewed him for another 10 minutes. But we do have obligations here. Hey, Mr. Joe McGranahan's on the other side of the table here. He's been stopping me from doing the wrong thing on the radio for the better part of three decades.
Attempting to stop you from doing the wrong thing.
Yes, most of the time it worked.
I often fail.
Most of the time it worked.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay.
Back in the day, he was the general manager here and the COO, and he offered inspiring leadership with an open-door policy. What he would do is he'd call you to his office, the door was open, then we'd slam it shut and say, what in the world? No, I'm just kidding. What was the most irritated you ever were at me over the years?
Oh, it would be hard to pick a particular instance. There were so many.
Really?
No.
I can't think of any.
You were a nice guy.
Remember, we used to have an intercom here that was a separate intercom.
Yes.
With small phones, and it had two rings. One was, Gento, I'm calling you, and the third was, holy smokes, I'm really irritated. You know, the Gento one was, but the loud one was, You know you did something wrong when
Those
you got
Those phones are long gone. I remember them.
Yeah, they were recycled, so they were repurposed, I think.
Were they? Okay. I'm surprised they're even still in existence.
I think we use them to talk to the doghouses out at the...
Oh, okay.
Out in the, where the transmitters
are. From doghouse to doghouse.
Right. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. Joe McGranahan is here. He happens to be the mayor of Shamokin Dam, but he comes here as a good conservative and natural-born listener, and he's the CSVT Task Force Chair. He's the head of the Global Tsunami Working Group, so he's trying to stop tsunamis, and he does a lot of other things, so he's a super guy. But his favorite title happens almost daily.
Papa.
That his young grandson calls him, and
son.
Soon there'll be another one calling
him. Well, yeah, he doesn't call him. The youngest one doesn't call me anything yet. He just screams at me when he sees me.
Oh, he screams at you. He's not quite used
to it. No, he's joy. With
joy. Oh, screams with joy.
Yes. Always got a big smile from him.
I used to do that when I worked here. Scream with joy.
A lot of people just screamed when they saw me coming.
There's Joe's old Chevy station wagon. Yeah. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236. I've been promising for 3 days now to read a good email that we got last Friday, and it relates to socialism. We started talking about it when John Shipman was here, and he was able to point out that a lot of the Democratic lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are really voting in what would be consistently a socialist kind of line. Of course, Bernie Sanders calls it Democratic Socialist, says it's a great way to run our republic. He was talking about that last night on CNN. But to that end, one of our good listeners sent us a note.
Says socialism allows the left to promulgate themselves as the generous, loving, helping people, and then castigate the right as the mean-spirited, greedy knuckle-draggers. The purpose is to build up their fragile egos the way we all did in junior high. They also cannot distinguish between capitalism and crony corporationism. The latter is used as a broad brush to incriminate the rest of us. They simply need to reassure themselves that they are eligible to get into a heaven on earth because they do not believe in an afterlife, because religion is the opiate of the masses.
All right. I guess you maybe probably could have used some context. And then there was this one.
What context?
Talking about socialism as being a very good thing, and we should try it.
Who was talking about that? What misguided soul said those words?
Well, democratic socialism as promulgated by Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, you hear the price tag on that? $97 trillion.
Over the 10 years, right, not all at one time.
$97 trillion. Our economy is about a third of that.
Worth every penny.
Let's see. Another writer says, good morning. Since Donald Trump became president, our country has never before been so divided. A Coast Guard lieutenant arrested last Friday on gun and drug charges allegedly wanted to conduct a mass killing, starting with the Democratic Party in our White House, even going as far as wanting to kill everyone on earth. Donald is also on the seat from whistleblowers. Trump giving Saudi Arabia nuclear technology, crime.
He's on the hot seat, I guess, from these particular whistleblowers.
On the seat. Well, I didn't know what seat he was referring to.
There's
another seat they say to do something on or get off of it, so I wasn't certain what seat he was talking about.
The other throne.
The other throne, right. Trump giving Saudi Arabia nuclear technology, crime. The news, MSNBC said they heard. Donald Trump is also planning a war against Syria before our next elections.
Syria?
I thought he meant Siri, the voice.
The Apple voice?
The Apple voice.
I don't think so.
A war against Siri. Well, that's what it says here. Before our next elections. Michael Cohen's testimony next week might get Donald Trump in some hot water, announcing all the tax laws that have helped Trump break. Even get your popcorn. This should be great. Thanks, Bob.
All right,
well, tomorrow now, he is supposed to testify that the president broke the law.
Well, and what are we going to hear new? Well, first of all, not all the testimony is open, but some is. One of the committees is open. I forget the name of it. But anyway, one of the Senate hearings is open.
I guess he's going to say that the president obstructed justice when it came to paying the women who were alleged to have had sexual relations with him over the years, whether in return for money.
Yeah, Elijah Cummings is leading one of the... He says he wants to hear more about Russian collusion, you know, Russia buying the election.
Well, if that's part of what he testifies to, that certainly we need to hear that.
What does Michael Cohen know about that? I know he was participating in the discussions related to the real estate deal.
Some of the people say he's a sleaze. Other people say he's a real whistleblower. Let's just see where it falls.
He's my new hero.
Is he your hero?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody who gets the president's your hero.
Well, irritates the president. It should be interesting to see what the tweets are during. Generally, the president, when people have been testifying against him, he's said that he's not going to watch it, but then he live tweets what he's seeing.
Well, right now he's out of the country on a fairly important mission, trying to make the world safer. I certainly hope that we don't distract him while he's in the process of doing that. There's plenty of time for this stuff when he gets back.
Okay.
Usually we've had the policy that when a president is on foreign soil, we don't tear him down, no matter who he is.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think the president's going to get the same...
I don't think he'll get that...
This particular president.
...be accorded that courtesy, no.
He's broken all records. Now,
what records has he broken? for getting jobs back?
For traditions being thrown out the window.
Oh, okay.
Not complaining about the president when he's speaking on behalf of our country overseas.
I see. Is that your opinion?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, okay. As always. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
But you're wrong.
It's a safe assumption. Over the decades, it's been pretty clear.
Right.
Mark's wrong. All right. So an abortion law popped up yesterday. Big vote.
Yeah, this is very disheartening.
Just read the first sentence, and then we'll take
okay.
a quick break.
Well, the headline is, Dems block Born Alive bill to provide medical care to infants who survive failed abortions.
All right. Joe has a Fox News clipping he's going to read to us when we come back. But we'll take your view on this. If you're already informed on the big vote yesterday, give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Read some more of your Fox News clipping, please.
Well, this is not a Fox News clipping, and I'm reading. It's the actual bill. It was called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, would have required that any healthcare practitioner present at the time of a birth exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the child as a reasonably diligent and conscientious healthcare practitioner would render to any other child born alive at the same gestational age. Now, how could you vote against that? And yet every major Democratic candidate did. For president, including Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Kamala Harris.
The word comma.
Comma and Harris. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The final vote was 53-44 to end Democratic delaying tactics, 7 votes short of the 60 needed to pass the bill.
So they were in lockstep, but so were other Democrats, so to be fair.
Well, no, 3 Democrats voted in
favor
of the
bill. Not all Democrats, right, if you want to be clear.
Including our own Bob Casey, who voted in favor of it, along with Joe Manchin and Doug James of Alabama. 3 Republicans did not vote, apparently because of scheduling issues and plane flight delays. They included Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Tim Scott of South Carolina.
All right, so it failed.
Can you give me any good reason why you would vote against a bill like that? If the child is born, it happens to be alive, and, you know, so you just exercise the same amount of care and medical experience that you would on any other child at the same gestational period.
Well, the Washington Post says that... they argue that the bill is actually, according to the Post, Democrats say the bill is actually meant to dissuade doctors from performing late-term abortions in the first place. And who are they quoting here? Hold on. I want to. Sassy himself, the man who wrote the bill. What's his first name? It's farther. Oh, scratch that. Okay, this is a different quote from Lena Wen, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said in a statement, "We must call out today's vote for what it is, a direct attack on women's health and rights. This legislation is based on lies and a misinformation campaign aimed at shaming women and criminalizing doctors for a practice that doesn't exist in medicine or in reality. Infanticide is already illegal." So what's your reaction to that?
My reaction to that is it's double talk and gobbledygook. A simple bill says that if the child is born and it survives your attempts to kill it, you've got to take care of it. Now, what could be more humane than that?
Well, I think Republicans want to chip away, just like Pennsylvania Republicans want to chip away at a woman's right to an abortion, and this is one way to do it, to make some late-term...
How is this chipping away at her rights to have an abortion? Most people in the country, I think it's 80%, I forget what the number is, it's either 60 or 80%, I heard a story this morning.
Well, tragically, women
don't oppose abortion in the first trimester. But we're talking about a child that's been born. It's outside the womb. It's now living and breathing.
And is it viable?
And well, I don't know whether it's viable. They're saying that they don't care whether it's viable. They want the right to kill it. I'm saying if it was born, it's outside the mother's womb. It's another human being living. And if I could walk up to you and kill the baby in your arms who's 2 hours old and be arrested, how could I not be arrested for killing a child that was born despite your attempts to destroy it? And now we're telling you have to take care of it.
Well, critics,
there's a moral issue here that any Democrat should be able to see with clarity.
Well, as apparently it's whatever the all the rest of the actual wording is and whatever the actual intent is, that the bill was designed to curtail that aspect of a woman's right to abortion, a late-term abortion. Now, you and I happen to be on the same side of the abortion issue. You know, I don't want any woman to have an abortion. I don't think she should. I don't think that it's ideal that they do. And neither does any woman. But unfortunately for you and I, and fortunately for women, they have the right to control their own bodies in the U.S. And this is just another example of Republican old white men being very interested in making sure that they fancy themselves doctors and say they know more than women do.
Mark,
or they know more than doctors do.
They
know more than doctors do. They want to control them.
We limit many things. You can drink. You have an absolute right to go into a bar and order a drink. But if you drink too much and you become a problem to society, we have the right. We regulate your ability to do that. We regulate your ability to drive
through
a car down the
regulations.
Street. Right. So, I mean, there are limits to almost every right we have. You have the right of free speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. So I think there should certainly be some limits to late-term abortions, yes. But we're not talking about an abortion here. We're talking about a failed abortion. And now the living, breathing product of that failed attempt is here, and they want the right to kill it.
1-800-795-9565. If anybody would like to speak in favor of this bill, call this number, 1-800-795-9565.
Or anybody who's outraged about the fact that the bill failed, call the same number.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. If you support the defeat of the bill and want to talk about, speak in favor of a woman's right to govern her own body, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
Explain to me, with the baby outside the womb, how the mother's body has to do with it.
Nope, I've exhausted my knowledge of this bill. So if somebody else wants to defend it or oppose it, I would just love to hear from them. 1-800-795-9565. Now, the fact of the matter is some late-term abortions are legal now, but are extremely rare, and this is an opportunity to further curtail. The people who are opposed to this say that this was just a ploy to get the presidential candidates on the hook so that they'd have to take a vote on this to make sure that
they took the bait. They voted.
Right. Well, they have to vote on it. They're not going to have a silent voice just because. Look, when you curtail a woman's right to choose, I think you're going to find that Democrats are relatively in lockstep. Now, you don't have to reiterate that some Democrats voted for this. Did any Republicans vote against it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, if you knew everything, you would know that. So you don't have that information. But nonetheless, that's what the bill is
characterized. There are 53 Republicans in the Senate. Three Republicans weren't there to vote, but three Democrats voted yes. So it's 53-44.
Okay. All right. 1-800-795-9565 if you support the bill. 1-800-795-9565 if you oppose the bill. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Let's see. Nobody has texted us, so I'm assuming that our good texters are busy.
Well, we have a call
busy right now.
And we'll see who that is.
1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Tom, thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I would like to know if the people that are against abortion prefer freezing to death, starving to death, or dying because they can't get medical care. Because all these abortions that you want to save, that you want to stop, is just going to end up being hundreds of thousands of more people. Probably millions. It's going to end up in being millions of more people that we cannot take care of. We don't have jobs for them. We're not going to be able to feed them. The people ain't going to want to have their taxes raised to do it. So the choice is this. The choice is you can either have abortions, or you can starve people to death or freeze people to death, or they can be born in Chicago and they can be shot. So that's the choice. I mean, either one of them is murder.
So this is a population.
No matter how you want to twist it around and talk and this and that and the other thing, either way you do it, somebody's going to get murdered. So I think it depends on how you want to do it.
But Tom, this is an instance, putting the entire other abortion debate aside for a minute, and you may have a point there that's worth discussing, but this is about an abortion failed, a late-term abortion failed, and the byproduct of that abortion is now a living, breathing infant outside the mother's womb, and they want the right to terminate that child's life. And I think that's wrong. That's murder.
Well, you don't know if that kid's going to be normal or not. Maybe it's going to have something wrong with its brain because it didn't have oxygen or something else, and you want to try to save it. And then you're going to have to pay to keep that, and you're not going to want to do that.
Well, Fox told Joe that this is a perfectly normal, viable baby and would survive if given extraordinary measures.
Well, if it won't survive, then I think that's in God's hands, and that will become abundantly evident as time goes on. What the bill requires is that the doctors and medical professionals there make a good faith effort to save the child.
Well, in that case, if it got that far, then I would say, yeah, save it. If it would get in, but then again, you got another person that you're going to have to take care of because the mother doesn't want it. It may that they may not even know who the father is, and it may be end up being on welfare and Section 8 housing and all this other stuff and free medical, which people don't like. So I mean, you know, no matter what you do, it's going to be a problem. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways to kill people.
Yeah, but if you saw a kitten in the road and you saw a car coming toward it and you could walk out and scoop that kitten up off the road and save its life, would you do it?
Well, sure.
Sure, most people would. And I think the child, the child that's now been born as a product of a botched abortion should at least be given that same consideration. And if eventually his life proves to be not viable, well, won't it resolve itself?
Well, in a case like that, I would say you would save it. But, I mean, it's still going to be a problem. And I'm still not against abortions because, like I said, there's all kinds of ways to... And if Lance wants to call up, I want Lance, because he's all the time calling up. I want Lance to call up, and I want him to tell me what he is going to do with 200 million more people in this country. Because he said there were 61 million abortions. That would have ended up being many, many million more people. I want Lance to tell me what he is going to do with 200 or 300 million more people in this country, without talking in circles and double talking and all that other stuff. I want to know what he is going to do with 200 million more people.
All right, I think you'll house him at his place in Herndon before he let
I want him to call up and tell me without all the double talk.
All right, we got you,
call
Tom.
Call me up and tell me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Tom.
Your call.
All right.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Our toll-free line brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies, and our show brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I've done. Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. Or just pick out one of those brand new Ford Rangers they got on the lot. They got three of them lined up right on 4th Street, but they got about a half a dozen of them ready to go. The brand new Ford Ranger, between $30,000 and $40,000. A reasonable price for a fantastic truck at the Sunbury Motors. Motor Company. You can check out those new trucks. You can see my new truck, which is the Black Raptor version, just about $40,000, but it's a ton of truck in a small package. And that's the new Ford Ranger, available at the Sunbury Motor Company. And they would just love to do business with you. Go on down, talk to them, tell them Mark Lawrence sent you, and... Well, and that's probably the end of that conversation, but nonetheless,
they'll be terribly impressed.
You were right. Tell them you'd like Mark Lawrence's Raptor Ranger.
I think it's probably more than a ton, don't you think? You said it's
a ton of truck. It's probably 2 tons.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably 3 tons. I think my pickup's like $6,000 or 6,000 pounds.
Oh, okay. If you bought a pickup for $6,000, you probably don't have tires.
Well, that's how much they put down. But there was more involved. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Write that down. You're going to need it to stand up for abortion rights during the 9 a.m. hour. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com or text us at 70236. We have news headlines on the way. We'll give you an update on the wind damage around here. We've got a comment from Joe Lieberman, and Jake Corman is talking. He doesn't like talking, but he did it for the AP. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome aboard the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan is here. We've been talking about a bill that went down to defeat in a key procedural vote yesterday in the U.S. Senate, right?
That's correct.
In the Senate, okay. And all of the presidential candidates voted against it.
The Democratic presidential candidates.
Right. Well, yeah, there is only one Republican presidential candidate. Although somebody should challenge him, there must be some fair-minded individual out there that can step forward.
And it could be, based on the testimony tomorrow, it could be that he won't be around.
Okay.
There's that possibility.
What can you say about the president that hasn't already been said? Anyway, 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. We invite you to call that. That puts you on the radio to talk about this. Although off mic, Joe and I have been talking in great detail about the train in Oregon that is stuck in the snow. It left, I believe, Portland yesterday about 6 p.m. Made it past Eugene, which happens to be where my youngest daughter, or my only daughter, is currently living. And got stuck in a mountain pass after it hit a train and then got
hit a tree.
Tree.
Not a train.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Jeez. Keep listening and editing as we go along if
That's
you don't mind.
I'd be happy to help you.
I need it. But anyway, so then got stuck and spent the night there and all day yesterday. Passengers say they're running low on supplies, but the train operators on
Amtrak
say that they have enough stuff on board. But one lady says she was running out of diapers, so that would be a genuine dilemma. But anyway, but help's on the way.
They got herself or for someone else?
They got baby diapers.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
They got another engine there. Union Pacific sent an engine there, but they got to get the track clear. Mm. That still hasn't happened yet, and it's hard to work there. Plus, all the roads are closed nearby because of the snow. 1-800-795-9565. But we are talking about a bill that would have infringed on a woman's right to select an abortion in her life. And Democrats voted to make sure that that bill wouldn't get any additional votes. Republicans voted for allowing this procedural vote to go forward. So that's what we're talking about right now. We'll take your calls. 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wdkok.com and text us at 70236. We do have some words about the windstorm yesterday. 450 PPL customers in the valley are still without electricity. PPL says they hope to have a power restoration restored by close of business today. Roads are open. We had some roads open. Dyer Road opened overnight. That was closed for a time. Schools are back to normal. Winds are back to normal speeds. And Heather Zare says it wasn't really a record breaker, despite the fact that it kept you up all night.
We had an extended period of very strong winds beginning Sunday evening and continuing all the way into last evening. The wind began very suddenly as a cold front moved through the region and died off just as fast last night after the sun went down. Most wind gusts in the Susquehanna Valley were between 40 and 45 miles per hour, but there were occasional wind gusts that climbed as high as 50 miles per hour. The reason it was as windy as it was is that a storm system moving through the Great Lakes and into the northeastern U.S. deepened very rapidly, and this created a sharp pressure difference between the storm and a high-pressure area to the south. It stayed windy as long as it did because the storm didn't exit the country very quickly. Instead, it slowed as it got stronger. As windy as it was, no wind records were broken. Winds from the west and northwest around here are usually stronger than winds that come in from the east, as winds are generally more aligned and can tap into the stronger wind speeds higher in the atmosphere than winds from the east.
And she said, we're actually lucky in certain ways that there wasn't more damage. Had the winds been from the east, the non-prevailing direction, there would have been more damage. Heather Zare. A former U.S. senator visited the valley. Joe Lieberman says he hopes his faith guided him while in public service, especially when it came to pushing for equality.
We're different, yes, but again, we're all children of the same God. And not only according to my personal religious faith, but according to the founding documents of America, that self-evident truth that we're all entitled from our Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Senator Lieberman says every year since leaving public office, he teaches at least one course at NYU and also accepts invitations to speak at universities, hoping to encourage students to consider a career in public service. Jake Corman, who says it's irresponsible to even talk about legalizing marijuana, is talking about minimum wage and nuclear power. He's a senior Republican senator, as you know. He says Pennsylvania should save its nuclear power plants because it may need a more diverse energy supply in the future. He's a Senate Majority Leader, says he opposes adding a charge to ratepayer bills to subsidize the plants, something other states have done. Rather, Jake Corman says a better approach is one advocated by sympathetic lawmakers that would have the state bail out the nuclear power industry using general fund money. Some nuclear power plants will close next year unless the state comes up with a bailout. He also says that he is open to a discussion about minimum wage raising. He's insisting that Democrats will first of all have to lower their sights. The governor's $15 an hour pie-in-the-sky proposal is, quote, not worth discussing, unquote. Corman did not precisely say what would be a reasonable increase in the $7.25 minimum wage, which has stood pat since 2009 in Pennsylvania. And Google says it wants to line up for a little corporate welfare from its governmental friends if they're going to follow through on plans to build a $600 million wind power data center in Minnesota. The tech giant says plans for the project hinge on its request for the state to waive 20 years worth of future taxes. Google has put in a request for local officials for the tax breaks that would give the company about $15 million in tax breaks over the 20 years. The project, if completed, would bring an estimated 50 full-time tech jobs to tech-starved Minnesota.
They want a $20 million tax break for
$15 million over 20 years.
For how many jobs?
50.
Nah, ain't worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. 500?
Yeah, then I know you're talking. Family-sustaining jobs?
You like corporate welfare under the right circumstances. All right, 1-800.
Well, sure, if it brings jobs and, you know, it's not corporate welfare, it's tax breaks. It's saying we're going to forgive your taxes for a period of time. In return, you build this and you employ these people.
Corporate welfare. Thank you.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, it's called an illegal deal that hurts other taxpayers and other businesses who have to pay their full share. But
okay, you're unemployed. Mark Lawrence is unemployed.
Google gets
and you get one of these
share.
Nice jobs at family-sustaining wages, and you pay taxes for the 10 years that this corporate greed is in effect. So you've gotten a job. You're living well.
these 50 people have to pay taxes anyway. It's not like they're getting some significant benefit from it. They have to pay taxes anyway.
I agree.
Anyway.
Those 50 people do, all the people they employ. But I'm saying that for $15 million, 50 jobs isn't enough.
Okay. So, Joe, you own Bob's Body Shop in Minnesota, and you're doing a fantastic job, and you're working hard. But you're paying tons of taxes. And
first of all, I'm going to name it after myself if I own it.
Joe's, okay. Well, you bought Bob's, and it was already thriving.
Okay.
And you're paying all your corporate taxes, which amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And along come Google, and guess what they pay? Zero.
Nothing.
You think that's fair?
It depends on whether or not I get any peripheral benefits from what they're doing. 50 jobs, I doubt that I will. But let's say it's 500 jobs. Chances are some of those people are going to have wrecks, and my body shop might get that business.
Okay, that's one way to think about it. It's purely selfishly, of course. All right.
Well, you asked me for a selfish reason.
That's true. Good point. Sometimes I walk myself right to the door and you open it. All right. We are talking about abortion. This bill in the U.S. Senate, Chris has boned up on this topic and is always informed on the things about which he speaks. He's on the line. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, don't exaggerate like that, but I try to be. Anyway, first I wanted to talk about the New York abortion law that's been mentioned many times on this show. And people think it's all so horrible.
Okay.
The only change it really made in the law was that it allowed abortions, not only for the late-term abortions when for the save the health or the life of the mother, which was already in the law, and they added if the fetus wasn't viable, they would allow late-term abortion, so the mother is not forced to carry a non-viable fetus. That was the only change, really, of substance in the law that everybody's so upset about.
Well, Sean Hannity says it would take a living baby and kill it.
The abortion forces never really reported anything accurately about it.
All right, but Chris, Sean Hannity says that it would allow doctors to take a perfectly viable living baby and to murder it.
It's a fetus that's alive, but not one that would be viable once it was born.
Okay.
But the Senate bill we're talking about from yesterday involves one that is born.
Let's talk about the Senate bill from yesterday.
All right.
I haven't boned up on that at all. But just taking what you've said, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. Is one, it's a political thing to get to have a election weapon. And the second thing it is an attempt to make hospitals and doctors who perform such operations susceptible to all sorts of nuisance lawsuits.
But it only requires them, Chris, to exercise the normal amount of care any skilled professional would exercise under the same circumstances.
But if a baby is born early and survives, or in the later terms, and needs all the breathing machines and apparatus, that would be normal procedure.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
But the parents have a right to veto that, I believe.
Well,
What procedures can be used? And so it's really just creating a hornet's nest.
But to what end can they do that, Chris? To killing the baby, having the baby die?
What?
Well, in other words, I guess it depends on the circumstances. I think your argument's valid. Let's say if the child is obviously mentally incapable of sustaining any meaningful life down the road, I can understand that. But what if the child, what if that's not known? What if you're not certain that that's the case? You know, should the parents be allowed to decide to terminate a life?
That's pretty much what the law is, isn't it?
Not really. There is no law at the moment. They voted down a law yesterday that would have required if the child was born.
I mean, they aren't going out and killing it. They're just not proceeding, giving extreme medical services that will allow it to survive.
It doesn't say extreme. It says exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the child as a reasonably diligent and conscientious health care practitioner would render to any other child born alive at the same gestational age. Doesn't say anything about extraordinary measures.
100% of the parents.
Huh?
It's very undefined that way, isn't it?
Well, I think the parents are out of the loop at this point. The child's been born, it's alive, and the medical professionals have an obligation to keep it alive, if they can, but not by extraordinary means, only by using the same diligence they would for another child born at the same gestational age.
Would they use extraordinary means for another child, though, probably, wouldn't they?
What, you mean if it was a regular normal child, would they use extraordinary means?
I mean, they put them in the incubators, they put them in breathing machines, they do all sorts of things.
Is that extraordinary today, or is that pretty much standard practice, Chris?
Well, that's the thing. It's setting up to sue doctors over every little thing they did or didn't do. And it's
who would sue
an invitation for nuisance lawsuits.
Who would sue, Chris, if the parents wanted the child dead and that was the end result?
Every anti-abortion group in the nation.
But they wouldn't have standing in the case. They wouldn't have standing. The parents would have standing. The state would have standing, but not just an abortion group.
Doctors or a hospital could.
Yeah. But you'd have to have standing to sue.
They can create standing if they want, probably. But I don't know what then if an attorney general an anti-abortion attorney general is, then everything will be scrutinized.
That's possible, yes. But is that wrong? Yeah. If the people of the state elected an attorney general who was anti-abortion, wouldn't that be a pretty good indication the people felt that way about abortion?
And what's going on that's causing this loss, the law?
I think the fact that
they're records of these things.
I think the fact that so many late-term abortions are now laws are being proposed to permit them. That there are so many laws now being proposed in Virginia and New York that allow really late-term abortions. I think they're trying to put some guidelines out there.
New York already allowed late-term abortions for the health of the mother. They didn't for viability of the fetus. That was the only change.
All right, well, the Virginia law is certainly probably more on point in this case.
One woman who wanted an abortion in New York had to fly to Colorado to get it done for that reason before the law was changed. Had a procedure done in Colorado and then fly back. Because Colorado has it as strictly as a medical procedure between the parent and the doctor, which is what it should be.
All right. We'll take more arguments on this. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call, as always, sir.
Do appreciate it. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about a New York abortion law. We mentioned the New York abortion law. We're talking about a U.S. Senate vote yesterday. All of the presidential contenders voted in such a manner to try to make sure that this would not get any further votes. It would have made it legal or mandatory that a doctor try to save a viable child that's born from a late-term abortion. Accurate summary? All right.
Yes.
We'll take your view on this. 1-800-795-9565. Abortion rights advocates say it's an unnecessary infringement. Individuals who are pro-life say it's a viable baby. Go, go, go. So 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take all comers. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
Hometown pharmacies. Every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the hometown pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We got one email on the abortion topic, and no other people wish to stand up and talk about this particular.
I think it's awfully hard to defend this, and I think that's probably why we're not.
It is not.
It's
illegal infringement on the rights of women to choose and control their own bodies. All the white old Republicans in Harrisburg think this is a good idea. Common sense people who stand up for their own rights say no.
Bob Casey voted in favor of the bill.
Like I said, white old American.
All right, Margaret says, I believe that parents have the right to refuse treatment, but once the parent says go, then all means are used. Then again, how about religions that don't believe in transfusions, etc.? Some parents have been arrested there, I think.
Says Margaret.
They have been, but I'm not certain that they've been found guilty.
Oh, well, no, I think whatever keeps the child alive is probably...
But sometimes they can go to court, and the hospitals have been known to file lawsuits against the parents to get guardianship of the child so that they can perform the procedure, the transfusion or the procedure necessary to save the child's life.
Probably not to get the hospital guardianship, but to get a guardian appointed, some other individual.
Well, a guardian ad litem or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think the hospital wants to be in charge of any kids.
No, but they do from the medical standpoint. They want to be permitted to make the medical decisions for the child.
Right. You see it in TV shows all the time.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We mentioned Jake Corman says he is amenable to the idea of having a conversation about raising the minimum wage. Doesn't specifically say what it is, but he says it won't be $12 an hour, which is what the governor is interested in Pennsylvania, but it's $7.25, which seems awfully low. But to that end, one of our listeners says, locally starting wages that I'm aware, Giant starts at $9, Wise is at $10, Aldi at $11-ish, and Target at about $12 an hour. So the minimum wage is probably not going to matter that much if you're a capable worker and capable of switching jobs, you know, to find the best wage that you can get if you're earning the minimum wage.
Well, a difference between $9 and $12 an hour would indicate that, you know, if you go to Target, they maybe are looking for a little bit higher skill set than the average bear.
Well, that could be. It's not for everybody. I'd work for $12 an hour if I was retired and just needed a couple dollars.
Would you? Okay.
Sure.
Well, then
I'd also work for $50 an hour if someone would pay.
I think you'd look good
it.
In a red shirt at Target saying, ask me, I can help.
I don't mind going to Target. I never go to Walmart and haven't for 10 years, but I don't really mind Target, although I'm sure they're probably about the same thing, maybe a little bit better.
Not really. I think Target's a little more expensive.
Okay.
A little
well, that's
higher
why.
Class.
Well, and, you know, then the observation is that Target probably takes a little bit better care of its employees. And I don't have any verifiable facts to back that up.
Well, we have a call on
but
the abortion
But if they're paying $12
issue.
An hour to start for certain employees, then that's a good sign. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about a procedural vote yesterday in the Senate where all the U.S. senators who are presidential candidates voted to make sure that this bill would not progress, and that was a successful vote. They were joined by enough other Democrats and no Republicans to make sure that that bill died, and it would have made sure that a seemingly viable child born through a late-term abortion is given extraordinary measures to keep it alive.
No, they're not. The word extraordinary is not in there at all.
Okay.
It just says the same skill and care they would use on another child at the same gestational period.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. What's your view on this young Catholic Al?
I'd like the Ten Commandments myself. But anyways, did they vote to say that they are going to just let the baby die, or...
Well, there's now no law that requires the doctor to take any kind of action under the circumstance of a child being born alive after a failed attempt to abort it late term.
Well, that would be against their Hippocratic oath. I don't think they take it anymore, but being a doctor, you're supposed to save all lives you can. And if you just lay there and watch a baby die or a newborn die, I think they'd be going against all their training. And then in the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not kill. And if you start killing your babies, that's an abomination that everybody's afraid to say the word abomination. There's several things in the Bible that the Lord says that are abominations, and to do any harm to a child and cause death or even them to sin is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord and God.
Are you opposed to the death penalty?
Yes, yes. Okay. I wasn't at one time. I thought, yeah, they deserve it. But once you really get the love of Christ in your heart and you realize how sacred life is, anybody at any time can change their heart, and the Lord is going to forgive them. And that's just something that, you know, a lot of people have a hard time accepting. I mean, you can be forgiven even if you're the worst guy in the world. You can be forgiven. It doesn't seem fair, and everybody's always argued about it.
Well, look at you.
But that, pardon me?
Look at me.
I'm being, you know, refined every day. It's the gold and the silver was part of the lesson of the day. And the more you're put to the fire, the more the impurities bubble up out of you, and with the good help of the Lord, you can skim that off, and you become pure and fine, and that's where we're all working to be saints.
Well,
and
you know,
enjoy eternal life in heaven.
The word abomination.
And all these people that say you want to get rid of babies because of money, forget that.
Well, the word abomination, Al, doesn't denote a sin. The definition says a thing that causes disgust or hatred. Doesn't say it's a sin.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting to let a baby die if you're a doctor. And it's disgusting to let your baby die if you're a mother.
Right.
So it's an abomination.
Right, but I mean, as far as sin, it doesn't say what level of sin it might be. It just says it's a cause for disgust or hatred. So, I mean, it seems to me that using the word abomination, God could have picked a stronger word.
It's a venial sin.
Well, it's a mortal sin, in my opinion.
There you go. That's what it really is, a mortal sin. Thank you.
A mortal sin.
Yeah, venials are the misdemeanors, right?
Yeah, they're the stuff you do every day.
Okay.
Yeah, all you got to do is look the wrong way, and you're making one of them. But, you know, I just think if everybody would respect life and respect each other, we wouldn't have these arguments. And, like, what's that OCA or whatever she is? Cortez.
Right.
She's saying
AOC.
Everybody's going to die in 12 years and she's got these kids hepped up. That's awful to tell your 12-year-old or a 9-year-old that can understand. And we only have 12 more years left on this earth, and our parents are going to destroy this earth. That is just wrong. It does, you know, any kid that would take that the wrong way or take it literally the way she wants us to take it, that can do a lot to a kid, damage a kid, to think you only have 12 years left. Here I am 12 years old, and I'm only going to make it to 24. People have to think before they, you know, go ahead and cover these kind of stories and put this kind of stuff out. And she's telling us not to have children. She's talking to these younger people and telling them, maybe you don't want to have babies.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was rather surprised by that, saying that it's a serious discussion they should have as to whether or not young people should even have children. I mean, that's ridiculous.
She's ridiculous.
To bring kids into this world.
Well, no, she's talking about from the standpoint of preserving the economy.
They had three abortion survivors. Adults that sat there, and they were abortion survivors, and they're pushing, you know, and letting people know. And the one guy, he was a twin, and they pulled his other twin apart piece by piece, and they pulled out an extra arm, and they thought, oh, my gosh, there's another one in here. And then he came popping out, and he lived. And now he doesn't have an arm because that was pulled off during the abortion where they thought there was only one baby in there, but there was two. And these are actual abortion survivors.
Yeah, I didn't see but my wife told me about it. That's pretty frightening stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just an abomination what we're doing in this country, and we think we're wonderful. I'm the one that always brings out the how many babies died? What is it? Since we started this in the 60s? 600 and some thousand.
Well, one of our earlier callers, Tom, wants to know what you're going to do with all those people.
Well,
feed them.
What we do. I mean, we live and we love and we procreate. That's what we do with people when they're born. We don't, you know, we're just a twinkle in our father's eye. And your father, Mark, told me that he would be a couple years older if your great-grandpa wouldn't have been so bashful.
I've heard that joke a couple of times. Thank you. I'm almost 60 as it is, so yeah, let's not push it. Thanks, Pop. All right, yeah. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate the call. Thanks for weighing in on this topic. Yeah. I'm glad you're against the death penalty, that you've grown up. And when's the last time you went to Mass anyway?
I go all the time.
Every day. Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, not every day, but I go on Sundays, and I'm proud to say that most of the time I have 9 grandchildren, and their mommies and daddies there with us.
Fantastic.
15 in a pew, so.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
We're trying the best we can.
Good for you. That's all we can
do. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We'll take another quick break. We'll answer any question or observation that you have. We're talking about an abortion proposal that was pending in Washington and died in a procedural vote, but perhaps it will come back again. A lot of folks say it was just to try to get the presidential candidates on record somehow being in favor of a late-term abortion, which it did. To that end, it worked. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. I said I favored Target over Walmart. I won't go to Walmart, but it's unethical to shop at Walmart. But one of our listeners sends a note. In my humble opinion, Target is head and shoulders above Walmart. Just saying. Let's see. This one starts here, Joe, and then goes
Well, the first
up.
One that came in said, the Dems once again have proven that they are the party of infanticide with this vote in the Senate. How about if we eliminated the illegal immigration, and then we may have room and funds for these surviving aborted babies, if your earlier caller is concerned about their long-term care and the costs. Well, that's true. How can you say if you don't want to take care of all these kids who would be born if there were no abortion, but then you want to open up the doors and let people flow into the country?
Oh, brother. How much Fox News do you watch to get that little fantasy statement?
I came from CNN.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a funny joke. All right, 1-800-795-95. Oops, Paul, I already put you on the air. Go right ahead. You're on the mic.
Well, I was just talking to your technician, and I asked him, I said, do you remember that on Christmas, when Christ was born, their king send out a proclamation, and he had his warriors kill the male child that was born that night.
Well, didn't he have him kill all male children, right?
That's right. He killed all male children to be sure that he got Jesus.
And what happened to Jesus? They snuck him out the back door, right?
Yeah. But you see, we forget about that, and we don't include that in our conversation. And later, England created a thing called thalidomide. It was considered the pill after.
Right, the morning after pill.
Or the morning after. And they found out that what it did, it slowed down the process of being a full-developed child. And a lot of them that were born without legs, without arms. And it got to the point that where they outlawed. So it's no longer in progress. And there's a lot of things that we don't take into consideration. Why? Because it offends us or our way of thinking. And like I said, you know, let us cast man out of the garden, for he eat from the tree of knowledge, for now he has become one of us. So we decide ourselves as to what is good, what is bad, and what is evil. And to go against another person's decision is like going against another god.
I'm afraid I'm
you
in
had
the weeds.
Me for a while there, but then I lost track. All right,
I'm in the weeds. I'm afraid
thank you,
I don't
Paul.
Get all that.
Well, whatever will be, will be.
Oh, there you go, Doris Day.
And que sera, sera.
Thank you so much. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Anybody can call us at any time here. The bottom line.
The bottom line is that they should not have voted that down. They should have passed it.
Oh, brother. Here we go.
No,
women
they
should not have the right to choose. We must infringe on their personal liberties at every possible turn.
Explain then Bob Casey's vote.
I don't know. We'd have to ask
him. I think he's a very moral man, and he voted with common sense, as did Joe Manchin and the other Democratic senator who's...
otherwise reasonable Democrats.
Doug Jones of Alabama.
Well, and those are some of the smartest men in the world, and they voted for it.
They voted for it.
Okay.
Three Republicans didn't vote. They were not able to get there in time for the vote.
Well, how much of it was to just get the candidates, the presidential
candidates
on the
record. Well, think about how close it was. 56, if the three Republicans had been there, Murkowski and the other two, the vote would have been 56 to 44. That was four votes short of a supermajority necessary to pass it.
Okay.
So there's sentiment in there to stop this. I mean, it wasn't a vote to end all abortions.
And there were some Democrats that voted for it.
Three of them.
Okay.
Yeah, three of them who voted for it.
All right. Well, this was in Washington yesterday.
Now, today in Washington, we have the vote in the House to declare the president's emergency a non-emergency.
Yeah, tell me about that. You had a clipping from Fox on that.
No, this was from CNN.
Thank you.
You want to see that?
No.
CNN right on top.
Well, most of your clippings are from Fox.
No, they're not. It's an equal distribution of them. You like to tar me with that brush, but I don't deserve it. The House is expected to vote today to overturn President Donald Trump's emergency declaration to build a wall on the U.S. southern border. While many Republicans are expected to vote against the resolution, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pitched it on Monday as a nonpartisan effort to protect Congress's power of the purse. She said this isn't about the border. This isn't about the Constitution. She said it's about patriotism. The resolution by Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas, is expected to pass and will be taken up by the Senate in the next couple of weeks. While multiple lawsuits contest Trump's authority in court to build barriers for an emergency, the plaintiffs argue doesn't exist. So there you go. Another political sideshow in Washington.
Right, which will also end up in the courts.
Well, President Trump predicted it.
No matter what happens.
And guess where the Democrats will file? The Ninth Circuit, where all their liberal buddies are. And the Ninth Circuit will uphold them and say, oh, this is a terrible thing. And then the Supreme Court will have to get involved and say the president has the absolute right to protect the country. It's his duty. He swore to do it. If he thinks it's an emergency, it's an emergency.
It's too bad the president can't just go right to the Supreme Court with these things. But I guess we need some case law.
Well, somebody has to take it to court in the first place to challenge his right to do it. If they let it alone, the wall would be built, he'd take the money, and that would be it.
Well, it must be legal because the House Judiciary Committee has allowed it to get to a vote today.
Well, they have the right to express it and, you know, to vote a law. But, of course, in the end, let's say it passed, the president will veto it. So it becomes a, ridiculous exercise and wasting
time.
Won't
be enough to override?
No, they'll never get enough votes to override the president's veto.
Right.
So why bother? Why, if you're going to challenge it, take it to court. Passing this thing is just another way to get everybody on record in that vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if the Republicans want to get the Democratic candidates on record for permitting late-term abortions or killing babies after they've been born, you know, maybe the Democrats want to get the Republicans on record with respect to whether there's an emergency at the border.
And do you think the president is rightly using the emergency powers to change these funding streams for this wall?
I think he has that right in the event of an emergency. He has the right to move money around. My question is, what is he not going to fund? What is going to be taken away? And I find it ironic that after the Democratic Congress for years allowed, you know, our military housing to deteriorate, that suddenly they're writing letters saying we're concerned about the fact that housing's going to go downhill even further.
Hypocrites in Washington.
Oh, they're in both parties. They're all there. I mean, it's the national, it's the religion. They're not Republicans or Democrats or Catholics or Jews. They're hypocrites.
They took the other Hippocratic oath. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more comers. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House and key votes yesterday and today. If you have a comment about Michael Cohen's testimony tomorrow, feel free to give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We will be right back.
There's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from us. Got some callers waiting. I want to remind you that they are on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Our toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz, Norrie, Bloomsburg, and Lewisburg Pharmacies. These are great places to go where you get to enjoy great prices. They got fantastic services, super knowledgeable. They don't even make you take a number. Some of them got take-back boxes. Some of them deliver. And guess what? They support your hometown. Don't go to a big-box store anywhere and send your money to China and hurt local retailers. Help your local retailers and your local businesses in your hometown pharmacies by shopping at a hometown pharmacy. In case you haven't said them, they're the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Norrie Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, and the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Mike, thanks for waiting. You are on the mark. We talked a little bit about making sure that the president is scrutinized when it comes to his national emergency for the border wall. Go ahead.
Well, here's what I think. You know, there's a lot of talk about the $5 billion. It's not needed. It's a waste of money. It could be spent otherwise, you know, for better uses. But I just wanted to bring out some statistics because I like to go beyond the headline. Right now, I've seen estimates that in our country, there are approximately 6 million children between the kindergarten and 12th grade that are being educated in our school that are here illegally. So that's 6 million children that we're educating on the taxpayer dollar. And let's just use $10,000, which actually is probably a little bit low for the average cost to educate a student in our public schools in the United States these days. That comes out to $60 billion. So right now, taxpayers at all levels are ponying up $60 billion to educate children that are here illegally. Now, I think $5 billion is a pretty good trade-off to try to get illegal immigration under control. And I don't hear people talking about how much it really costs to that we're really spending. I mean, we're a good country. We're the defenders of democracy around the world. If it wasn't for the United States, I think the world would go to hell in a handbasket really quick. So, but we can't do everything. And we need to start taking care of things at home. Otherwise, we're not going to be around to protect the world. And I think building a wall, securing our borders, and getting control of immigration would be a good start.
Well, sounds like a plan to me.
Well, but there's no will in Washington to do it, other than the president. He's asserting himself. But nobody else wants to do that. And if the president does it, they want to stop him.
You guys are in the media. I am not. Where does this will come from? In other words, if the media was all talking about us spending $60 billion to educate children that are here illegally, don't you think that some of this will to build a wall would come up? I mean, are people free thinking or are our minds being controlled by the mainstream media and the Hollywood elites? To me, it seems that we're really heading down the wrong track here. We've lost control of our society, You know, and it starts with the educational system.
Yeah.
All right. We got you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling again. Lance.
Take care now. Bye.
You too.
Thank you. Lance, next caller. Go right ahead.
Well, anyway, what the previous caller said was one of the things that I was going to say.
Oh, dear.
So don't have to.
So you're not calling in response to the challenge earlier in the program from our first caller who wanted you to call in and explain what you're going to do with 60 million people?
Why, the same thing we're going to do with all those folks that are always saying we don't have folks to stimulate our economy. We just have a bigger economy, that's all. It's everybody that talks about the immigrants, why, you know, they don't suck anything out of society. All they do is contribute to it, right? That's what these folks would be doing.
Well, I don't think that's what you believe.
What's that?
That they contribute and don't suck anything out, because the numbers indicate that they do a fair amount of sucking out of the economy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. The folks that,
It's called economic sucking.
Yeah, right. Economic sucking sound. But insofar, they're the abortion deal, you know, I really wish everybody could just see one of those dismemberments happening. I mean, a video of it. It might change a couple minds. I mean, it certainly did me. And I didn't see one where they dismembered it at the time. I did have since seen that. And it is really horrible, because that little bugger tries to get away from that super vac. It really does. And you keep saying it don't feel pain. Why? Well, that proves it. They do. Even when they're in there with the forceps, you know, and it's that big. Jerk away. Jerk away. Jerk away. And those are the folks that got all exercise of seeing pigeons having their heads shrunk.
A friend of mine used to do that at the Higgins pigeon shoot.
He was a head ringer.
Oh,
he
and
was
everybody
a head
got all
pigeon
crazy.
Yep.
Right? Oh, yeah.
A lot
horrible.
Of kids did.
The self-same people can look at the same thing happening to a human and not bat an eye. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, the folks that claim to be the most kind and compassionate and sophisticated, you know.
Well, this bill yesterday, all it required was for a doctor to use the same amount of care he would use on another child, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, because there was a lot of those that they would just put in a plastic bag and let it go. I mean, there's all kinds of instances of that, and there are places where they have actual videos of all this stuff happening. I mean, nobody's pulling it out of the air. It really, really does happen, and it should not. So, that's it, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in, Lance. Appreciate the call.
Well, you finished us off.
That takes care of us. We're finished.
So we'll see what this vote comes out to be today on the wall.
Tomorrow, Joe Cantz is going to be here, going to give us an update on some building projects in Snyder County and some of the measures to promote clean streams, riparian buffers, and an initiative that he favors. As an outdoorsman and as a commissioner, he's in favor of those. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Joe will be here for about a half an hour tomorrow, and then we'll launch into open phones on the mark on WKOK Sunbury.